Well, we love the Great Danes, one of the oldest breeds in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Found on Grecian urns, 4th, 5th century B.C. They hunted wild boar in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They were carried to England in the 9th century by the Danes, which they called the Great Danes.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Newfoundland, too. And the Newfoundland is a great big old dog, black dog. My niece has one. She just came from Maine with her. I love those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, somebody's keeping them for us. Now we have a Pyrenees. He's close kin to the St. Bernard.
Oh, real big?
Big dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she ran the horses, and so we had to, we still got 2 horses.
Mm-hmm.
She runs the horses, so we had to let somebody take her. Couldn't have that.
Now, what about different terms for the male and female of the different cows?
Well, it was the bull was a male, and the cow was a cow. The cow and the bull.
What would you say about a cow that was going to have a baby, a calf? Do you say she's going to...
You know, it's been so long, I've forgotten. My family were more on the conservative side, and they didn't talk about things like that as much as people talk about it now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think, they wouldn't have said the word pregnant for anything.
Hmm. What would they say?
Well, they're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And a low voice.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies in our family didn't go out when they were expecting, they stayed home.
Hmm. Didn't want to be seen in public?
No, they just didn't think it was appropriate.
Huh.
For women to be important. That's what our family thought. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about my mother and father's generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they never talked about things like that too much.
Mm-hmm.
Even my mother in her old age was shocked at television, what they would say on television.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't even know about some of the stuff they're talking about. Just like I went to see this old cuz just about time. Blacks are trying to sit at counters, you know, with whites. You know, are you taping me now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all right, I don't care. This is Cousin Elia. She says, Claude, I went to Fab and said there were Negroes. There were Negroes trying to sit at the counters in a white restaurant. Says, Claude, what do they want to do that for? Don't they have their own place to eat? She just couldn't figure out why anybody would do a flagrant thing like that. Whether they want to eat, whether they not wanted to eat. No, she just couldn't understand. And it's a good thing they're all dead now. They might die of shock.
Oh, me. Well, what about the of the hogs?
Although we were always taught to be polite to blacks, because, see, I even remember many of the ex-slaves who belonged to our own family. We were mm-hmm. always devoted to them. And my family took the attitude there was no excuse for impoliteness and bad manners.
Mm-hmm.
You must be polite to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks and whites.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel that way in a way. There's no substitute for good manners. What
Oh, for the male and the female of the hogs.
The sow was a lady, and the bull was a male.
Okay. What about of the horses?
The colt. The colt and the mare.
Okay.
And the male horse was a stud horse, you know, and we never had many.